Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. And I'm live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also broadcast on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, and all fucking Amazon Alexa devices. Sorry, Amazon is not fucking, but still, maybe they are. Who knows? Anyway, this is being produced by Gabriel Global Entertainment. I don't know who the fuck those people are, but they're really awesome. Okay, it's me and the husband. But still, anyway. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe. Well, Jennifer Muse. I don't know. I have to get that changed. I got to go to the Social Security Department.
When you start using Jennifer DeVoe Muse on your show, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, and then go online.
I just want to go to Jennifer Muse.
But people are going to confuse about.
Nah, nobody really knows me as Jennifer DeVoe anyway. Nobody gives a fuck. They just want Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. That's what they know. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Okay, well.
That's all I know. That's what they know.
Cry two tears in a bucket.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. So. All right. Anyway, this is my business partner, co-host, and a.k.a. the husband.
Yes.
And Shadow Man.
Because I don't speak too much. Hell, I'm on the radio.
JJ Muse. JJ, what's up?
James. It ain't the temperature. Yeah. It ain't the water, because no. That shit is raining in a motherfucker.
It's
today.
Raining and it sucks and it's fucking up our god. We can't even do fucking Facebook video on.
We can't even smoke weed outside. We gotta go to the fucking dispensary when we done with the show.
Yeah. Well,
it's
whatever.
Raining.
Or I'll go over to my son's house.
He probably have company.
He lives over the I don't give a fuck.
Look.
I don't give a fuck.
They don't want our company.
Yes, they do. Give a fuck.
Hell no, they don't want our company.
Give a fuck.
That's what they're probably trying to do.
Not yet. She won't give it up just yet. We're not going to say who that is, but she ain't giving it up just yet. I already know how she is. So, make them work for it. Just kidding. I'm talking about my son. I know his girl because I live with her. Anyway.
Yeah, we got an interesting home life.
We have a very interesting home life. We're not going to say what's up with that, but yeah. But she's my mother. No, she's my mother. They thought literally at my son's building, they thought that they think that N is your daughter.
Oh, that, right.
I'm not going to say the names.
Right.
But that this person's your daughter.
Right.
And that. My chance.
Your actual son.
Chance
is
my
son,
yeah. Right. But they think they're. You remember the movie Blended? As we're blending. Yes, we're coming together. Yes, that shit. That he thinks that. He thinks he's. Oh, you coming to visit your brother? That is wonderful. I am so happy. It's fucking hilarious. Okay, I'm just going to say it. Nisha, if you're listening, what up? Love you. If you're actually fucking listening to the show, hey, how's it going?
We don't know.
You're visiting your brother. We were in the shower this morning and she started singing Blended. Yes, we're blended. Anyway, home life is interesting.
Yeah.
So we're here today. With a very awesome, interesting guest that has a very long history in the rock industry since the fucking, 80s?
Very accomplished.
90s, early 90s, right?
Yeah, because
you're barely older than me. You grew up in the 80s, so
exactly.
Yeah. You would have graduated in what, 89?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 91. So, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. So, that's what I'm saying, you know. So, you, yeah, 90s, went right around the time when certain bands were and certain genres were starting to emerge in the rock scene. So, he got in at a time when it was transitioning, which is really cool. And, this is the most awesome Billy Stevens.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, rock musician extraordinary Billy Stevens.
Yes,
he has had his
rock legend.
Yeah, he's had his music in like what movies?
Remember the movie Out Cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, that song they keep going back to over and over again in the movies. Yeah. Me.
That's what I'm saying. Damn. But that's good.
And,
too.
Malcolm in the Middle, L.A. Yes. Law, like damn. A bunch of just throughout the years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you have your foot, you know, massively in. Well, in Gore, right in there. You're eating into
balls
the,
deep.
Yeah, your balls deep.
He should
got your balls to the wall.
Except, I
fucking love Except. He's got those German bastards are nuts.
He's probably it's about time for this man's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I'm ready for it.
All are, getting, if he's getting close.
When y'all listen
right
to the
there.
Show, you'll understand why.
I'm ready. The only thing is, are you going to put a book? You going to put a TV? You going to put a record? I'm doing a lot of stuff.
I think we're gonna put one for every fucking one. Isn't there like goddamn like five? There's five things, right?
I
think there's five categories.
Yeah, there's TV, movies, music. I know those ones.
Uh-huh. Radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
And then there was one other. I could have swore there was a fifth. I don't know if they got rid of it or not, but there was five. I believe there was five categories.
Yeah.
And theater.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
theater
yeah.
on stage,
stage
theater,
yeah.
theater, yeah. So yeah, there's five categories that you could be, you could get something for. Hold on, we got a caller. Hello, what's up? Hello, you're talking to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who am I talking to?
Are you talking to the chicken poker?
What did he call himself?
Chicken poker.
Oh well, at least he didn't say chicken fucker.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, chicken poker.
First off,
oh, sorry.
I want to let Billy know we graduated in '88.
Oh shit! Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Big shout out to you, Billy. Love you, man.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Yeah, this.
Wait for the new album.
I'm working on it. We're wrapping up this. We're doing the book, and you're going to get a song out of that first. But I'm also on the album right now too. So, yeah, this actually is a my buddy Chad. When was the last time I saw you, brother? It's been a little bit.
Oh, it's been about a year or so.
Okay. Yeah, we actually grew up together. He was the reason I had to split town. No, I'm kidding. In high school, my band used to rehearse in his mom's garage.
And where did you grow up?
Just outside of Fresno, a little town outside of Fresno.
Fresno, California.
Yeah, very yeah. Nice. A lot of raisins, a lot of cotton, you name it.
Agriculture.
Nice. Yeah, it's cool. So how you doing, Chad?
Very good, my friend. Very good. Looking forward to reading the book.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you on tour. Hopefully you do come to Fresno and we can catch you.
Yes, I'm actually working on that right now. We're looking actually at doing a midsummer, and now I think that might have to transition to early fall, late summer, just due to scheduling. But I will be doing a run. I'll be doing a full Western regional tour. So
nice.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. I missed you when you did the hit and run.
Yeah.
Couple weeks ago, I was at Hanford, and Brian and I were going to come, but I was like, damn, we just got off work, so I'm all the way back to Fresno, and that was a hectic weekend.
No, I feel you. You're looking at the bottom of a bottle of Jack Daniels going, do we really want to leave the fucking house?
That's my favorite whisk. That's my favorite alcohol
actually,
in the whole wide world,
actually,
Jack
it was
Daniels.
Absent.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. You're all, do we want to leave the house? You're like, we already did.
3 days ago.
Billy, keep up the work. Keep up the great work, baby. We love you. We're pulling for you. Can't wait to see you on tour.
You bet, man. I'll let you know. I'll definitely let you know when I'm coming to town.
All right, baby. Okay. Take it easy. Be safe out there.
Thanks. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Chicken Poker.
Bye. Yeah. Bye, Chicken Poker.
Thank you.
Chicken Poker.
Oh, don't call him that. That's not nice. Anyway, that gives we're talking about whiskey. That gives a whole new meaning to, hey, we're blended.
Yeah. There you go.
That's awesome, though. I mean, you have a long history in the industry. I know we were talking about this in the lounge, but maybe give people a little bit more of an idea of where you come from as far as music goes. And, you know, we were talking about how your influences and like why you got into the industry and kind of like how you were talking about Madonna and some of that stuff.
Well, it, as a kid, it was just rock and roll. It was just like bigger, louder, over the top.
So
rock and roll.
You grew up like me, with a lot of the hair bands and hard rock and classic rock, heavy metal, stuff like that. A lot of genres kind of emerged in the 70s and 80s, like as far as rock music goes. A lot of people don't realize that we had a lot of different changes.
But then, like I said, when I started taking lessons, my teacher at the time was big on folk. So it was like, even though I was...
Simon and Garfunkel.
Simon and Garfunkel, John Denver, Paul Simon, like...
Not that that's bad stuff, it's just...
Yeah, it definitely put a different spin on it. Okay. Learning, like, finger-picking patterns and learning harmonies. Mm. You know, I was the only person I know that, like, at 10, 11 years old was... out on a Friday night at 11 o'clock at night sitting with six other guitar players in a restaurant playing. So nice. My mom was cool. She'd bring me out.
That's cool.
And that's where I learned how to jump in with a harmony, how I learned how to watch what chords were somebody was going to, even though I didn't know the song, so I could play along.
Right.
And that really helped me, like, prepare, just be well-rounded. And then when rock music did go more pop with the big choruses and the big stuff, I already knew where the harmonies were going to land, where everything was going to sit, how to get back to the hook.
That's really good.
So, it was the whole combination of what I grew up on and how it came together just fit really well.
That's good. That gave you a leg up.
It did.
You know what I'm saying, in a sense?
It really did. Because... whether it's rhythmically or with the harmonies, I'd come into a band situation and I didn't understand why so many other musicians sucked. I was just like, don't you get timing? And this is on the up to the and
right,
just
look
at you. Or they go to sing and they're like, couldn't find a note. And I'm like, dude, you only got so many to choose from. How about you start here? And it really worked out to where, for me, when I first moved to Southern California, I immediately was able to get into 3-4 bands, jumped around till I found one that I just fit with, and I was like, these guys are great, and they were at the same level I was musically, so when we wanted to play a song or write a song, it was easy, because one guy would say, I have a riff, and the drummer would go, okay, here's a cool beat, a bass line would drop in, next thing you know, like, the melodies were all coming together, and we could put stuff together really quick, and it sounded great. And the band that Madonna signed, or that her label, it was actually Guy Osiri, was the A&R guy. When he signed us, they were like, oh, you guys sound like The Clash with the Beatles singing over the top. Because it was 4-part harmonies over, like, a kind of dirty... it wasn't really ska, it was more like a rock, kind of like what The Clash did with that kind of evolution of what ska was. Because ska had its own sound in its own pocket. Yeah, it was really cool. And we were able, because we still had that vibe, we were able to tour with a lot of those bands, do warp tours, go
like
out
Sublime.
With Save Ferris and at the time, and bands like that. Yeah, this is a shout out to you, Mo, and Alina. You guys, that was you ladies.
Yeah.
So, and from there, did that, and that band broke up. It was just one of those things that everybody was kind of in it for different reasons, and so that band broke up, and I started with another member of that band, started a band called Handsome Devil, and we signed to RCA Records.
Okay.
And did that for a few years, and had a record come out, and it just
got another caller.
Oh, yeah.
You're a popular man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you're on the air with Jenny. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Deborah.
Well, hello, Deborah.
Hello, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Hi.
Yes.
I'm calling in because I wanted to let you guys know that my son and I actually met Billy Stevens on Monday at his job at Sam Ash, and he is a great guy.
Oh, Sam Ash. Yes, that's a great place to work, I heard.
Yeah.
Sam Ash Music.
That's nice.
It's cool. I actually, on Mondays, I teach kids music, and it's pretty
cool.
That's
awesome.
It's like a good, it's a good change up. You know, you can go crazy. You know, you're like, I've been in the studio for 5 weeks, and you're growing a beard, and you're like, what day is it? Is it, you know, what time is it? And so this, it helps keep me grounded, and I'm working with, like, you know, a lot of my students are 6, 7, 8 years old, and it's cool to, like, get them excited. And then I have some older teenage students where I'm just like, yeah, you know, you want to take it from learning a couple chords to going up on stage. And right. So it's, I get to pretty much kind of shape the next generation of rock.
Good.
And it was cool to meet Deborah because she was rad. She came in. She's like, this is my son Dexter, and talked about music and what he's doing.
I already like his name.
Yeah.
And how old is him? And I don't mean about Dexter's Laboratory either. How old is Dexter?
He's actually 16, and he's a really rare kid. He loves the 80s. Billy Idol is actually his favorite singer.
I like this kid already.
You know, now he's got another Billy that he likes, so he thought he was really, really cool after meeting him.
It sounds like you got an awesome kid. My son's 19, so I know, like, you know, that age range can be interesting. You know, that age, the teenagers. Anyway.
Yes. I've got an 18-year-old as well.
God, yeah. My daughter's about to be 15, so yeah. Oh, yeah, that age is just wonderful.
Y'all right along the same line.
Craziness. But that's cool that you're getting your kid into music and you know, lessons and things, and that's nice that you're the type of parent that is actually proactive and is – you know, there with your kid and getting them into stuff and supportive. And that's great. And we appreciate parents like you.
Yes. And thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you, Deborah. And you have a wonderful rest of the day and stay dry.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Deborah.
Bye.
All right. You too. Thanks.
That's
bye.
Funny.
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Deborah. That's funny. That's something I never say to women.
What?
Stay dry.
Well, out west. If she's up north, I don't know if it's raining where you're from up there, but you're down there, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She said down there and stay dry.
Y'all crazy. I love it.
Sorry. Anyway. Oh, Jesus, we got another caller. You're a popular man.
Damn.
Hello, you're on the air with Jenny. What can I do you
all
for?
All right.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, my God. Is this my Sasha? Is this my lover? I'd know that voice anywhere.
Yes, this is your lover. Can I call the air again? I am so sorry. I thought we were in shower time. I'm sorry.
It's my lesbian lover, Sasha George.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. One of my ex-girlfriends.
Oopsie, the secret's out.
Oh, shit. You shouldn't have said anything. I was talking to Billy earlier. Actually, I was going to call you later, but I wanted to see what you thought of this. I wanted to take some of your movies and book, you know, your books and stuff, and turn them into movies and TV shows.
That's fine. I can do that with you.
I want to do that because I think it would be really awesome because you have so many different genres that you write, and we could totally just like fuck around with it and have a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like make some.
I like the way you put
happen.
That.
You know what I mean? Make some stuff happen.
Why
you
not?
Me and Dilly.
You adamant about that, Jenny.
you, me, and Dilly remake Clash of the Titans, and we're gonna be the sisters. With the eye.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
I thought I'd call in and put a smile on all your faces. There you go.
You put a big smile on my face. I know that.
Yeah.
I love you, honey. I'm so glad you called.
I love you too, baby. Oh, now this is like a threesome now.
A
foursome.
I'm waiting in, brother. I'm waiting
in there. Here comes Shadow Man.
Shadow Man.
I'm waving.
Oh yeah, that's who gave JJ that nickname. Shadow
Man.
Working
with Billy is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad to have him on there and talk about his life. And I figured I'd interrupt it just for a moment. Hey, but he's part of my life now, too. No, you know.
hey, I put that on the business cards. It says Shadow Man.
Nice. I am creating a comic book for you. Yes. And next time I see you, I'm going to hand it to you guys.
Awesome.
Oh, damn.
We love that.
Cool.
Yep.
Just don't get sued.
It's all yours. You can market it. You can tell it all you want, but it's yours.
Just don't get sued. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, huh?
Shout out.
Yeah. Well, I will let you guys get back to your business.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, babies.
We got another caller. Holy shit.
Damn.
Hello, you're on the air with Jenny. Who are you talking to?
Hi, is this Jenny's Real Talk on the Block?
Yes, it is. Who are we talking to?
Are we talking to Billy Stevens still? Did I miss it? Or
yeah,
is
no, we
there?
Got no, we got Billy I'm Stevens right on the air. Who are we talking to?
Hi, Billy. It's Billy. How are you?
Hey.
Billy.
Hello. I am good.
I had to call in on her own. I had to call too.
There you go. How are you? How are you?
I am great. How are you with Jenny and all the people calling in?
Is this my Dilly Briggs?
Yep. I have to give her a shout out.
I love you, Dilly.
You know, I have to say thank you.
I love you, Dilly.
Dilly actually hooked us up. And you hear that, honey? I want to give you credit because you hooked this up, and I want to say thank you because Dilly
yes,
Briggs.
Thank
is,
you. She's the reason why Billy Stevens is here today. Dilly Briggs. Dilly approached me, and her and Sasha told me, "Hey, you know, you should have Billy on the show." And I looked at his profile, his history, his stuff, and I was like, "Yeah, we got to have him on there."
She does kick-ass publicity promotion.
Like anybody, Dilly?
Know that, yeah. You know. We know the right guest for you. We knew Billy would be a perfect fit for your show.
And anybody Dilly or Sasha endorses, I know their caliber and what they're all about. You know what I mean? And I know that they would only give me somebody that was worthy.
Yeah. Dude, they're too legit.
The show.
Oh yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Billy's got so much going on. I did have a legit fan question for Billy, if that's okay.
Go for it.
Okay, can you tell us if, I know you've been doing music for a while, and I know, of course, you know all your musical history and all the experience you have, but this is the first time that you're collaborating with a known author on her book.
Correct.
Are you nervous about, like, her fans and stuff, the people that always follow her on a regular basis? Are you nervous about doing this collaboration with her because of, like, all the fans that she has?
No, and here's why. Short answer, no. Long answer, let me go ahead and tell you kind of how I approach pretty much everything I do in life. When this opportunity came aboard, and I was talking to Sasha about doing this initially, it was to create a song that would reflect a storyline of a book. And she had about, I don't know, 5-6 different books, ideas we talked about. And when she came up with this one, the storyline that's on the book we're working on, Torn Asunder, it resonated with me, and I felt, you know what, I get that storyline, I really like it. And so then I said, you know, if we're going to do a book like that and I'm putting a song to it, I really want to spend some time talking to you about the development of the characters, because that's an integral part of me being able to portray them in a song. Because the song, if it doesn't really hit you at the core, then it's just kind of fluff and whatever, and you know, it's gone. I wanted something that I could do that was going to be relevant. And so when we started talking about developing the characters, she looked at me and she said, you know, I'm really caught off guard, but I'd like to ask you to actually write with me, because you're so interested and involved where the story's going. I think it would be good, a good collaboration, a good work. And Dilly, let me tell you, anything I do it with the most integrity and intent I can, and I try to only do things that really feel right. And so when I do a project, or I come on board in a project, or I'm working on something, as far as worrying about what people think about it, I'm not so much because anybody, in my opinion and in my heart, the way I feel, anybody that's really going to look deep enough to get into the story is going to recognize how important it was to me and how important I treated the part that, whatever little part I could play in it. And so I don't ever really worry about what people are going to say, because there's always going to be a handful of people that don't like something, but the people that it speaks to are the people I'm doing it for.
Right,
exactly. Well, that's fantastic. That's a really good way to look at it. Thank you so much for answering my question and taking the time to talk with me. I really do appreciate it.
You are awesome. Because she's Dilly Briggs.
Oh, yeah.
From the subject
we
press.
We love all of you. Billy and Benny and Shadow Man.
I put that on the business cards. Did you hear that? I actually put that on the business cards,
yes.
Dilly.
Awesome.
It's crazy.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's
all right, well, I'm going to let you know my daughter's okay. About to come home from school. But I'm going to keep listening. I just got to race out to the bus now.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dilly.
Guys, rock on.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and truly, she hit me up. She's like, you know what? I want to put you in touch with this radio show. I really think that you'd be great for it. Yeah. And so big props to her.
Yes. Yeah. So they're awesome. They're good people. We've grown fond of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got any questions you want to ask?
Let me see.
There was this one orgy that happened. No, I'm crazy road stories.
Oh, do you have any?
Yes. Yeah. What are your crazy road stories?
Oh my God. I don't know who's listening. Who I'll get in trouble. One of my fondest memories.
Who I'll get in trouble
is the entire varsity women's volleyball team of UC San Francisco at our hotel room after a show.
I already like that story.
Yeah.
Yeah, after a show at the Fillmore.
The volleyball team?
Yeah, yeah.
With the tight shorts and everything?
Well, they weren't wearing them there.
Oh.
And I have to tell you, man, I'm not a big man, Jenny. I'm about like 5'7".
And they like almost 6 foot.
The shortest girl must have been 5'11 and a half. And I'm just like, oh, you know, little kids just looking up like, oh, wow. You know, my first time to Disneyland or something.
I don't know what we were talking about, height or no. No, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's probably my fondest memory is, or one of them. You know, there's a few. You know, I had a couple times that the parts that I do remember of being in Vegas where it's like, oh, I remember getting into town and I remember waking up the next day in Phoenix. But the stuff that kind of happened in the middle was cool.
What I'm trying to ask you is, what is the best part to you about playing on stage?
The energy, the being able to interact with people, and it goes the same for on stage or off stage. There's when you're an artist, at least for me, mm-hmm. being able to create something and then give it and share it with people. There's an energy that exchange that happens where you're doing with just pure honesty and emotion what you put in and what you created, and to see that register with people, they send an energy back to you, and that exchange is amazing. I can't even really explain it. It's like, you know, sex on 10. It's like,
right,
it's like there's just it's a whole nother level of connection with somebody, you know. Yeah, OCD. I'm like, but sex with 10 sidebar. But so that's my favorite part. And whether I'm on stage playing, uh-huh. and, you know, I've been blessed enough to do shows, you know, 12,000 people, and you're up on stage and it's just huge and the energy is incredible. Or even doing something acoustic and there's a half a dozen people, but you're locked on it. and they're just giving you their attention, and you're sharing what you're doing, that energy exchange is the best part, period, top to bottom. And
so it doesn't even matter about the crowd size, as long as you got that audience and that connection with the audience.
As long as I got the connection.
Right.
Yeah, it could be, you know, three people and me and a guitar. If that connection is there, then it feeds your soul, man.
Oh,
it really just...
Got another caller. Holy Hannah, you're a popular man.
All right.
You're on the air with Jenny.
My people.
You're on the air with Jenny. Who are we talking to?
I want to talk to Billy.
Hi.
Hi.
That's so cute.
Who is Hello. This?
It's Justin, Kevin's son.
Oh.
It's Justin, Kevin's son.
Hey, Justin, how you doing?
Good.
Awesome. Oh, I'm so happy you called in. Are you listening to the show?
Yes. You sang barbecue for me on Facebook last year.
Yes, I did, and that is so awesome. I put out a record in the early 2000s with my band Handsome Devil, and barbecue was a song on there that I sang. Aww. And then I did a special little dedication to.
I want to say thank you.
You are awesome, and you're very, very welcome. Aww. You know what? And I'm trying to figure out. Right now, I'm going to be touring around the West Coast, and I know you're all the way over on the other side of America. But I'm trying to figure out a way so that I can come over and meet you in person and play it for you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Nice.
That's rad. You rock.
Thank you.
Okay, you are awesome, buddy.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Thanks. Justin.
Wow.
That was awesome. Very nice. And where are they from?
Pennsylvania, oh, cool. I think. Or Philly, yeah, somewhere in that area.
Cool, very nice.
Yeah.
I guess we have a young person. We got to be PG now.
Yeah,
that was for 5 seconds. They're not on the air anymore. We weren't swearing during that time. Okay, anyway, I was respectful. Damn it. Okay, anyway.
we're talking about footballs here we go. And baseballs.
yes, you're on the air with Jenny. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is John, all the way out from California, Maryland. Oh. Calling in to say hi to Billy.
Maryland. Yeah.
Wow.
What's happening to John?
Oh, not much. How you doing, Billy? Long time fan.
Oh, dude. Thank you. Yeah, I need to get back out to Maryland again and play out there too. That's a cool I miss doing the long tours. That was the one cool thing. You know, the music industry's changed so much. Where now you can market music and you can do all this stuff from your home. But the thing that I miss is when the big labels did run it, they'd stick you on a bus and you'd be gone for 18 months. And you would get to see South Carolina or see these little towns or Birmingham, Alabama, and be like, that's what life's like here. And you go, you know, you're on the road, you need to get your laundry done. So you'd be like, oh, there's a fluff and fold. You roll over and you drop them off and they weigh your clothes. And they're like, okay, in 3 hours it'll be done. So you get some pizza and you're looking like at the wall in the laundromat. And there's like, you know, a house with 32 acres for $9,000 or whatever. And you're like, wow, America is so diverse and so cool. And you talk to the other people that are doing laundry next to you, and you're just like, you know, a lot of them think you're freaks because your nails are painted or your hair is spiked up or you got rings stuck in your face.
Of course.
But, you know, it's cool to just be able to go to different places, see how people live, see how things are going on there. And that energy I was talking about, like same from playing the show. That energy of just connecting with people and being part of their life in that regard is just really cool. And I've been, you know, fortunate. I've probably done maybe 4 or 5 shows at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C., and played in Maryland and played in, just all these different venues around there. It's like I haven't been back in a good many years, and I'd like to go do another lap around there and see a lot of old friends, you know.
Right.
Kevin and his son that just called, I think I saw him on a tour like in the early or mid 2000s going through there. And so, you know, it's cool because then I have these people that I've connected with that are just great. And now their kids are coming up on songs I wrote or sang, and I'm just
that's
like,
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. Nice.
Did you
is John still there?
Yeah. Did you have a question?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, hey.
Tangent. Yeah, no, talking about the touring and stuff like that. That was kind of where my question was going, because the first time I got to see you was Handsome Devil, and this is when I was back in high school in Ohio.
Yeah, Cincinnati, right?
But anyway. Huh?
Cincinnati?
Oh yeah, Bogart.
Yeah.
I saw you out there in Cincinnati, so that was my first show I got to see you in. But I haven't got to see you in a long time. I was curious, you know, so what all has to fall into plan to start getting you doing like a U.S. tour?
You know, actually that is a real good question, and it's kind of like this. Basically, right now, because the music industry's changed so differently, for a band to go out and tour, or an artist to go out and tour with a band, you need to be able to have enough demand in the market you're going to substantiate a venue saying, you know, we will pay you this guarantee to come play our venue, because that guarantee is only going to get you from their place that night to the next place the next night. And when you got, you know, 6-7 people with you, and you're out rolling, and you need gas and lodging and food, and everybody deserves to get paid for being out there, it can get real expensive. So what I was really hoping to do over the course of this year, and especially with a new album coming out later this year, is try to build up little pockets of a fan base where everybody can kind of network together, so that way I can contact a venue, whether it's in Phoenix, whether it's in Maryland, or you know, El Paso, you pick it, and say, you know, okay, this is my team. I got a good dozen, half dozen people out there that are good fans. They love the music. They can help me find a venue, and then when I coordinate it with the venue that we want to come out and play, they can also provide feedback so that whoever the talent buyer in that area is will say, okay, this is a worthwhile show to have, because they're not going to know me. Even if I send them a polished video, a great record, to them, it's not about the music. To them, it's how much money am I going to make or lose by you being at my place tonight?
Oh, wow, yeah. Which is,
it's just what it is, you know? Yeah. And so, right now, the best thing that anybody can do, and I'm going to plug real quick, go to facebook.com/Billy Stevens Music and like the page and send me a message so that I can respond to you and find out who you are, where you are. Most of the people calling in, I mean, I don't know how much I've drank and partied over the years. My memory of all the people I met is pretty freaking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you different towns, different people. Getting that reestablished would allow me to come to, whether it's Maryland or Texas or Chicago, and come play shows, because I would be able to build a tour out there and back based on the different markets.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for your question.
No, no problem. I was just glad to hear from Billy, man. So yeah, I'll definitely I'll let some people know out here. Maybe we get something rolling for you.
Yeah, and go message me. Stuff. Go on Facebook and message me directly, so that way I can make a log and keep contact with you.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, Jenny.
All right. Thank you.
And Billy.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
All right, we need to get to playing your songs. Or we're not gonna get to hear the damn music. Yeah. Thanks for all the callers. You freaking, you know,
yeah, popular.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be able to take the next few callers. We gotta play some songs before we get done here. We got like 12 minutes left.
I'm the luckiest kid on my street.
You're awesome.
You know, just to be able to have people really.
We're definitely going to have to bring you back for a second hour. Plus, you know, you can go check them out on Jenny's Real Rock on Rock Rage Radio.
Rock Rage!
But right now you're on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and IR Radio. So anyway, this is A King's Lament, Billy Stevens on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
flame gods, I stand alone. From a servant to a throne, I forge my home the hardest way. With battle scars from the conflicts and the wars, I broke down gates and walls and doors to make this world my own. I stormed across the land like I'd brought the rapture, yet it still escapes me, this feeling that I can't capture. I felt it once before, but can't get what I'm after in this beautiful disaster. And that is me. It's been proven, even I have proven I can bleed. But through the apathy, this twisted consciousness and restlessness, I'll dig down deep and lead. I have an army of hopeful hearts that still believe in me. The arrogance of their innocence weighs heavily on me. I look into your eyes like I am the rapture, but I don't see the feeling that I can't capture.
Doing a little two-pack. It's the story of a boy and a girl.
Oh, yeah.
It's the explicit version.
That's right.
Woo! All right. Billy Stevens.
Oh,
to fade into the sunset. I say we're Mickey and Mallory, wind up swinging from the cottonwood tree. Never going to change the world. It's just a story of a boy and a girl.
That was awesome.
Damn.
I like that. That was really good.
Woo!
Damn.
All right. So we're going to wrap things up here in the next couple minutes. And I want to do a shout out to, well, funny, we're speaking about that, Matt Zane from Society One, D.V. Karloff and all the guys. I'm sorry we could not make it on Monday night, but we will be at the next show. things happen. And but they put on a show on Monday night, Whiskey a Go-Go. There was Society One played, Killing Four, and our buddies from Fracture, who will be on the show next week.
Yay!
We've got Fracture on the second hour from 4 to 5 p.m. We're going to have a special two-hour episode next week. First hour will be, it's a rapper. I don't have the name with it. Damn it, I don't have the name with me right now. I really don't. But it's a buddy of friend of David Navarro, our buddy Dave Navarro, the other Dave Navarro,
the journalist, not the famous rock guitar player.
No, that would have been really awesome because he was my co-host.
There you go.
I like to say that my co-host was Dave Navarro. What? Oh my God! You were Dave? What? You were on the radio with Dave Navarro? They're gonna die. I'm like, no. The other Dave Navarro. Anyway, a guy who lives in. And Glendale. I love you, man. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you, Dave.
We love Dave.
I love Dave.
That just gave me an idea. I'm going to change my name to the other Nikki Six. Nikki
Six.
Come check out my concert.
he's a journalist, and he was on our show for the first few months we were on, and then my husband took over as co-host. But we love you, Dave. And the guy he's bringing on is a rapper. I just can't think of the name off the top of my head now.
You don't have your book, baby?
I don't have my damn book. I'm sorry. Don't kill me. I just know the second hour's Fracture.
Oh, yeah.
But this guy's an up-and-coming rapper that Dave's bringing on the show. So
Dave's going to be here?
Yes, Dave Navarro will be in the studio with us.
Yay!
He's going to do the news like old times.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm very excited, Dave Navarro. And like I said, Fracture will be on the second hour.
All right.
And tomorrow night we're going to see Insane Clown Posse at the Regent Theater in downtown Los Angeles. We love ICP.
That's my
Juggalos. All you Juggalos and Juggalettes in the fucking house.
Her son?
What is a Juggalo?
Got the tats on his arm, on his forearm.
My son Chance DeVoe. Shout out to Chance. It's an early birthday present. I'm taking my son to see fucking ICP. Because that's his favorite fucking band in the entire goddamn world. We love you, ICP. And our buddies. our buddies, Dave, Dirty Machine.
Yes.
Just came back from touring with ICP. So it's a wraparound tie-in.
I love it.
I just tied it up like a fucking bow on a package. Boom! I wrapped that bitch back around. So my son's got the tattoos. A hatchet man and a hatchet girl on his forearms. Those were his first two tats he ever had. He was 16. And he's 16 and he did not get permission. But I would have given him permission even if he hadn't, even if he'd asked, I would have said, yes, go get those.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Juggalette and he's a Juggalo and we love them. We love them. So ICP tomorrow night at the Regent Theater. We're going to wrap this up real quick. Regent Theater in downtown Los Angeles. Go see Soul Rising. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, they may be fucking sold out. I don't know. The Regent Theater downtown Los Angeles. Wyclef Jean's playing this Saturday, March 24th. Go check it out. Regent Theater, like I said, we're going to be down there. Go hang out with Jenny and JJ from Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We will be down there. And Soul Rising, a band that has been on our show before. Wonderful, incredible band. Just got a song on a movie. Wow. We're very, congratulations. We're very proud of you.
Yes,
very
we
fucking
are.
Proud of you.
Yeah.
We will be there to see you on Saturday night when you open for Wyclef Jean. And then Sunday night, Dirty Machine. Imagine that. I keep tying shit back together. I love it. It's awesome. Dirty Machine will be playing at Lucky Strike. the bowling alley in Hollywood and Hollywood and Highland. Go check them out. Dirty fucking machine. Free show. So no goddamn fucking excuses why you can't go, bitches. Go see Dirty Machine.
Yeah.
We love them. Those are our buddies. Hey, what up to Dirty Davo? What's up, David Charles Leach? What's up, Mike Weekly? And all the other guys in the band. Darren Davison, Arnold Quesada, and I'm missing one. Oh, DJ Escusa. So we got our buddies from Dirty Machine will be playing on Sunday night at Lucky Strike. Go check them out. Free show. No excuses. Yeah. We have been here talking today with our buddy Billy Stevens.
Yeah.
Rock musician extraordinaire.
Very good musician.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Billy. Yes. We will be bringing you back soon because you were awesome and we have more to talk about with you because we barely scratched the fucking surface because we had so many callers. Dude. So we got to have another hour, July. Maybe.
Let me know I'm here. Yeah. I love this place.
Maybe right before you go on tour.
Sounds like a deal.
To launch the tour, to say, hey, bitches, we're going on tour to kick it off.
All right,
so we're talking maybe July or something. Okay, so good. We got plans. We got
perfect.
Plans.
Can I do a last minute shout out for my schedule?
You go for it.
Go to facebook.com/Billy Stevens Music because I'm playing seven shows in the next 10 days or whatever it is. I'm doing afternoons at Pints and Courts. It's a pub. It's like an acoustic lunch thing where I go and I play. It's a mix of my own songs and a couple other stuff I throw in. 11 to 1 at Pints and Courts at the Lake Elsinore Outlet Mall.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. I'm doing lunches there for the next 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
Also, I'm doing Costello's this Saturday night in Orange County Mission Viejo.
Nice.
And the Rabbit Hole next Saturday night in San Diego.
Gotcha.
And go to Facebook and more shows. Just go on. There's a bunch listed.
Yes.
I think I'm doing a Harrah's Casino, a couple casino gigs coming up.
Nice. Harrah's. Wow. Down by San Diego?
Yeah.
Harrah's
That's
it. I was a rep for them.
Nice.
Yes, I used to market their shit. Hey, what's up? Go to Sarah Vincon. You know you want to go down there. I went down to see my buddy Troy Bullock.
Yeah.
What's up?
So tons. Go to Facebook.
Billy Stevens. Go check him out. Billy Stevens.
And thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Real Talk on the Block. Thank you, Jenny.
Yay.
Thank you, my man, Shadow Man. I have to give you a shout out for your beanie though.
Shadow.
Yes.
My brother in Pittsburgh Steelers. Football.
Forever. Yes, that's his ever and ever.
He's a Steelers fan for do or die for life.
Since the 70s.
That's
since
it.
When they used to spank the Dallas Cowboys.
He still made me slap
all day
you.
Long.
Anyway.
Spank him! Spank him again!
You have been listening to Jenny's Real Talk of the Block. We've been here with Billy Stevens.
Woo. Yes.
Rock God extraordinaire.
Exactly.
And we'll have him back in July right before he goes on tour.
Yay.
So be tuning in back for that. Next week, like I said, we've got a rapper and a metal band. We love it. Listen, we'll talk to you next week. Bye. Jenny.
See you later.
Talk. Bye.
Gotta go.
Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.